It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Reincarnated, I'm a stargazing. Life goes on, I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my see. IP ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
Truth Nation, the 101.7 The Truth Street Team, sponsored by UW Credit Union, is coming to an event near you. Join The Truth tonight from 5 to 8 at Washington Park for Washington Park Wednesdays. There's food, games, and plenty of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Also, join The Truth this Saturday for the United Negro College Fund walk slash run starting at 8 a.m. at Veterans Park in downtown Milwaukee. This event will help raise money to provide black students with scholarships to attend college. The 101.7 The Truth Street Team is sponsored by UW Credit Union. They are here for every you.
I'm going to read that with some Telly energy. Telly, you read that like it was the Super Bowl. Truth Nation! I was like, okay, well, let me carry the baton. Truth Family! The Family Fest is back!
I don't think I was like that.
Play it back. Play it back, DJ Brother Z. Play it back. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth is proud to announce our second annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are bringing the community together for a family festival that will have something for everyone. There will be live music, delicious food, and we will be giving away backpacks, school supplies, and so much more. So mark your calendars for this exciting event and come out to enjoy the music, food, and fun at our second annual Truth Family Fest, which is on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank. Your money works here, and sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, UW Milwaukee, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Help Centers, Greater Milwaukee Urban League, Ascension Wisconsin, and MATC. So, Tony, I got to tell you a quick story about your boy here. Just like when I said, dang, tell you read that like it was the Super Bowl. Well, I ain't do all that. So, last week, Truth Telling Hits with Telly, right?
Mm.
We play... The theme was songs that had the word home in the title.
Okay.
So we play Soon As I Get Home by Faith Evans. Soon as I... You know what his excuse was? Man, I was 11 years old when that song came out. You was 11 years old in 1995.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my gosh! You said, man, it wasn't like I was... Because I was like, you didn't dedicate this song. And you were like, I was 11 years old. I promise you, I will have the audio pulled up. And I was like, Telly does this all the time. He's like, more excuses? And if you black, you know how you finish that. Benna. Yeah, I was 11. Oh, you're 11 in 1995. Okay.
You don't know. No big deal.
All right. On our YouTube message board, Derek says, Tony, your former Bucks teammate, going to be in town for our family golf event this weekend. My cousin is Tim Bro.
Oh, yeah. My guy, Tim Bro. Okay.
I'm just communicating.
Appreciate that. I got to hit him up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and on our Truth Talk and text line, speaking of which, definitely make sure that you go to YouTube right now. You can see Tony, Telly, and I live right now. On our Truth Talk and text line, Duke says, the black guy didn't do anything but hold his feet and didn't know what was going on. I don't know why he didn't question, but paycheck for a Bell Hope. You may want to resend that. I don't know if I read that correctly, but if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the most recent development regarding the murder of Devontae Mitchell, who died outside of the downtown Milwaukee Hyatt Hotel. Prosecutors have finally charged the four men that were seen on the video pinning Devontae Mitchell down, face down on the sidewalk. They have all been charged with felony murder charges. Todd Erickson, one of the security guards, Devin Johnson Carson, who was a front desk worker. I'm trying to stand again. Why are these people even? Let me keep going. Brandon Turner, a security guard who was off duty, and Herbert Williamson, the bellman. Each of these individuals are facing felony murder charges. Now, the family of Devontae Mitchell have spoken. De'Asia Harmon, who is Devontae's widow, released a statement, and I quote, "It's a relief. I'm grateful that they're charging them with something. I'm not satisfied. They should have done it a long time ago. These people are on camera taking my husband's life. They should have been charged the moment they did that. When the police came, they were still on top of him. When the police flipped him over, he was gone."
I wonder if that the off-duty was the one I saw running in, like, with street clothes on. Because I saw a random guy. I'm like, who is this dude running in? What is he doing? Like, and then the lady.
Off-duty.
What about the lady with the broom?
I was about to say, the lady with
the
broom,
hallway.
She should get
like,
something.
Like, where is she at? Yeah. She just swinging away with a broom. Like, why are you even involved?
Yeah.
So many questions. Now, we've got some audio. We're going to check this audio out from, again, WISN that has been covering this story. And again, the most recent development, Devontae Mitchell, who was killed outside of the downtown Milwaukee Hyatt Hotel. The prosecutors have now charged the four men seen the video pushing him face down on the sidewalk, resulting in his death.
Mitchell's family tonight. Right, Deanna, they've been fighting for these charges since Mitchell died on June 30th, protesting outside of this hotel in the weeks following. 37 days later, they say these charges are a step in the right direction for the family. Devontae Mitchell's widow, the mother of his daughter,
is a relief.
And Mitchell's siblings all breathing a sigh of relief Tuesday.
Well, just a small exhale.
37 days after Mitchell died outside the downtown Milwaukee Hyatt Hotel, prosecutors charged the four men seen on video pinning him face down on the sidewalk. Todd Erickson, a security guard. Devin Johnson Carson, the front desk worker. Brandon Turner, a security guard who was off duty, and Herbert Williamson, the bellman, all facing felony murder charges.
What have those 37 days felt like?
I want to ask this question to both you, Telly, and Tony. And the family had also brought this question up. Just from your lens, are we concerned about how long it took for the district attorney's office as prosecutors to formally charge these four monsters?
Okay, were you really looking at my notes? What did I just write down?
Nearly 40 days. Great minds think alike.
Nearly 40 days. And you have seen this video from the beginning. Number one, you have seen this video. We are just seeing this 37, 38 days later. And you meaning to tell me you sat up there with a straight face and told them, "We have to wait for the autopsy in order to file charges." To me, that was just, I
what's
like,
the autopsy going to tell you?
Exactly. What,
you're
what
watching
was the
him
autopsy
get
going to tell you that you're not seeing?
Nothing.
And King Brother Zach, DJ Brother Z, makes a great point, too. That wasn't even the entire surveillance video. We don't know what else these monsters did to this brother before or after. Because like we got in a little clip. And even that was enough to tell us that it should not have taken, Telly, how many days?
37 days.
Yeah.
Nearly 40 days. Nearly 40 days.
And people wonder why, like, you don't trust the government or law enforcement. Because it seems like you're not doing nothing until the public sees something, right? Like, oh, we're just going to chill. Oh, now that video's on. Okay, now we got to take some action or else we're going to look bad. No, you already look bad. It's too late. We don't trust you. Because you're not transparent. We can see what's going on. Like you said, the autopsy has nothing to do with him getting beat down. We've seen him getting beat down. Autopsy's not going to dispute that, right? So they're already in trouble right there for beating down. Like, again, who's the lady with the broom? People can't just be coming in hitting people.
You keep bringing this up. I missed this. What happened?
When he was out in the hallway. He was almost outside. And there was a lady in the hallway with a broom. Swinging at
the housekeeper,
smacking at her. I got no idea.
I don't know where she came from.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes,
she's hitting him
with a broom,
like hitting his legs with a broom.
I was like, what is she doing?
Yeah,
the fact that this brother was having a mental illness episode and was so vulnerable, and to be treated the way that he was, and now you're telling me that a woman was hitting him with a broom, and then he ended up becoming, you know, suffocating. Now listen, obviously, I've never been suffocated, but I've heard that that is one of the worst ways to lose your life, drowning, suffocating, and obviously, you know, burning alive. And then for the family, 37 days, knowing that it is clear what happened. When will this stop? When will justice for black men and black women, because all we've been reporting, and this is making national attention, by the way, is young black people being murdered based on their race and or gender.
I want to know why, like, we need to hear from somebody in that field. Like, what takes so long? What's the process?
Please call
in. Why does it take so long?
I'm going to tell you, and it's probably not the answer that you're going to get from these people in this field. I think that they want to say, let's wait for the autopsy because it gives them another opportunity to say that this person died from something else. Because here is the thing that in the autopsy, which I didn't understand. They said, oh, he also had cocaine and meth in his system.
Oh, here you go.
And see, but that right. is why they say that.
Right.
They say, well, let's just, you know, maybe it wasn't him being held down and beaten to death. It was the reason, the cause of his death. Let's see if there was something else going on. If there was a precondition or something like that. That's why they say
that.
But
this ain't even
stuff.
Law enforcement, though. These are security
and you know
guards.
That, so Tony brings up a great point, because that was my next question. You know, with police officers now, they have body cams.
Right.
None of these people, first of all, how you, and somebody on the Truth Talking text line said bellhop. Yeah, Duke, that's what the story said. Bellman, bellhop, how are these people trained to where they feel that they can jump in and de-escalate a situation? They have no body cams. You know why you don't have any body cams? Because you ain't got no business.
Right.
Inserting yourself in a situation which resulted in the death of Devontae Mitchell. And this is what I have to keep saying as a human being, as a black person who's hosting, co-hosting a talk radio show. Devontae Mitchell was a father. Devontae Mitchell was a husband. Devontae Mitchell was a son. Devontae Mitchell was a brother. Devontae Mitchell was a cousin. Devontae Mitchell was a friend. And Devontae Mitchell was a human being who is now gone. Say his name. Say his age. Say the impact that this has had emotionally. This brother will not come back. His family is suffering. And the best that the city of Milwaukee can do is say that's the process? That yeah. is unacceptable. Well, guess what? The process can be changed.
Should be.
If the Supreme Court can wake up one more and say, oh, you know what? Presidents don't have to be held accountable for unofficial acts. Boom, boom, boom. Next case. If they can do that, then don't tell me that local legislators, alder people, the mayor, the sheriff, all these people, the district attorney, collectively, you can't change because it's not working. You are continuing to perpetuate trauma in the black community. We are a community that is reminded every day that our lives do not mean anything. Well, one of our listeners, like, think about that, Tony. One of our listeners, because I know Telly was here, called in and said, calling the police for him is like a death sentence, calling for a death sentence. Now it's gotten so bad, we see women in their 30s. Sonya Massey, she literally was in her home, Tony, her home. Call the police, which we were conditioned to do, when you feel as though you're in danger because the police are what? To protect and serve. And this woman is now dead. Shot her in the face like she was some type of rodent. This is the type of stories that we have to talk about, and it's trauma for us. And then we wonder why half of us, we want to date outside of our race. We don't want to embrace our identity. Because like you said, Tony, it's self-hatred. If I constantly see people who look like me getting murdered for no reason, and then I constantly see people like me, images of us being thugs or killers or murderers, how am I going to feel about myself when I look in the mirror? It's hard. It's hard. And the policies need to change. I don't want to hear, especially black police officers. That's the process. When it happens to your family, will that be what you say?
Yeah.
What you say?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. If this was a white person that got beaten to death on camera, I don't think it would have taken 37, 38 days for charges to be filed. And people can say, oh, you never know. We know.
Yeah, we know. We've seen it.
How long you been black, Kelly? I've been black 48 years. I know.
Yeah, we'd be quick to be charged
yes.
with something.
And it's just, and while we are focusing on this presidential election, this again is a clear reminder that we have to put our time and energy at the local and state level. We have to hold elected officials accountable. Like, no more. Don't tell me any more hype about referendums and all this stuff, because even with our public school system, leadership, accountability. Yeah. I'm still processing. I told Tell yesterday, Dr. Keith Posley somewhere sipping a Mai Tai with his $60,000 in his bank account. And these babies are getting ready to start school and have no effective leadership. What kind of system is this?
Yeah. A lot going on.
And it's systemic racism at its best, because you know, if we're not educated, what's the first thing slave owners did to black people when they took us from our homeland and brought us here to be slaves? The first thing they did was say, you better not, don't let me catch you even thinking about trying to be educated.
Yeah. Don't be reading nothing.
Man. Yeah.
Trying to get smart over here.
And it still is in existence in 2024. No, we're not going to have any type of programming that's going to support a traditionally marginalized group, because you still need to sit down and be quiet. Sit down and be quiet.
Yeah.
That's where we are in 2024. When we come back, we're going to get into our troop swiping. We've also got a special announcement regarding the upcoming Family Fest. And y'all, please bring your babies to the Family Fest on August 17th. Do not say there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do with our families. We are literally, the truth is bringing to you not only 11 consecutive hours of Black Talk Radio, we're bringing y'all a whole family festival. Because I'm telling you right now, if y'all don't come, I'm getting somebody's backpack. All them sponsors
we
got.
What are them sponsors you want to name?
I'm getting one of them backpacks. We'll be back, y'all. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Is this you, Tony? Did you produce it?
I put him on to this. Just Wake Up.
Can you send me that song?
Skylar Black, yeah.
I like this. It's a vibe. And who's on your shirt, DJ Brother Z?
Cardi B as the Mona Lisa.
Oh, that is Cardi B as the Mona Lisa. And Cardi B and Offset are getting divorced again for the 15th time in a week.
Really?
I heard, yeah. They're getting divorced again.
She's also pregnant again. Not that, I mean.
See, this is why I'm glad I'm old, Telly. I can't.
Yeah, it's too much to keep
so
up
with. So she's pregnant and she's filing for divorce. Okay, I'm going to say that one more again. Telly Tony.
Who's the baby daddy? Who's the baby's pappy?
Ask the pappy. Her husband.
There's that a whole, ain't about to be a husband.
There's a whole lot of men, though, that wouldn't mind being Cardi B's rebound.
Maybe that might be the reason why they're getting divorced.
See, Cardi B, y'all, this is why... And I'm joking when I say this. Should never gave us money, because you'd have ruined it for all the single women. Like, you know, see, there you go. There go them women. Don't need a man. Pregnant and filing for. And see, that's the message. No, seriously. Cardi B is sending a message to young girls. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that is another perpetuation of women don't need a man. And let me just say this. Although you won't see me pregnant anytime soon, I need and want a man. Preferably black. I'm not discriminating, but I do prefer.
I'm not discriminating.
I prefer. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying I prefer.
I'm only accepting applications.
If you, no. Remember, DT's on a break. I'm good. Oh. Yeah, DT's on a break. But if you do, just, again, I can't process the fact that Cardi B is pregnant and filing for divorce. All right. Big announcement. As we announced earlier, the Truth Family Fest is taking place here in Milwaukee at Riverside University High School on Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We got a big announcement. Watch Telly's page, y'all. This just came in from our general manager, Cherie Harris. There will be karaoke. So we will have a special. Watch Telly's page. We will have a special edition of Truth Telling Hits. Mm-hmm. With Telly. as we also will have Carrie. I'm just reading the message. That's all. It's on the truth.
Okay. I'm fine.
So if you plan on attending the Truth Family Fest, you want to get there on time because we are going to have karaoke and we're going to have Truth Telling Hits with Telly at the upcoming second annual Truth Family Fest at Riverside University High School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It just says Truth Telling Hits if you're reading it like I'm reading it.
Really, Telly?
I'm just saying.
Okay, so Truth Nation, when you hear Truth Telling Hits, what host here at The Truth do you think of? DJ Brothers, Tony, if you hear Truth Telling Hits, who do you think of?
Yeah, Telly.
The people have spoken, Telly. Okay. Fix your face.
Telly Hills, to be exact.
Look at King Zach Alex. Fix your face. All right. It is about that time. We've got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. DJ Brother Z, can we get some truth swiping started? Now, if you are new to Truth Telling Hits, or excuse me, not see, I'm so excited. If you're new to Truth Be Told with TT and Telly, every Wednesday we got Tony Smith in the building. Go ahead. Are you excited? They're going to see you live doing Truth Telling Hits. We have truth swiping where there's going to be a series of six topics, maybe seven, that I will read. And all you have to do is swipe right or left. Go ahead, DJ Brother Z. Thank you.
Welcome to Truth Swiping, the game where you swipe right if you agree with the pop culture headline or swipe left if you give it a complete two thumbs down. DT, Telly, and DJ Ricky, tell us which way you swiping today.
All right. We got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. We're going to start with Tony. I'm going to read again six hot topics going on in our community. Let us know, Tony and Telly, as well as you, Truth Nation. Let us know, are you swiping right or left? Right if you're feeling it, left if you're not. Here we go. 21 Savage has released a free digital booklet, Master Your Money, Financial Success 101 Guide with 21 Savage to teach young people about financial management. The guide covers topics like budgeting, debt elimination, credit scores, and investments, aiming to improve financial literacy within the Black community. As part of his ongoing efforts, he also hosted a back-to-school drive in Atlanta, providing school supplies and copies of the booklet to over 3,000 participants.
Hey, sounds great. I'm swiping right on it. Only qualifier is, as long as it's, if he himself has knowledge in that area, the finance area, to be advising people, or he's contracted somebody to help him with that advice, right? Just don't be giving like your own advice like your backyard uncle. But if you're actually giving real advice, if you're giving real advice, I'm 100% with it, because he's someone that they will listen to, you know, that certain genre will listen to, and if they hear it coming from him, oh, okay, maybe they might, you know, consider it.
If I had another hand, I'd swipe right twice. I think that it is really cool, and he's making financial literacy cool, because we hear so many rappers talk about all the things that they're buying and blowing their money on. It's good to hear somebody to say, hey, you might want to hold on to it, and this is how you do so. So I'm all for that.
All right, we got two rights now. A notebook with handwritten lyrics by Lil Wayne is up for auction with a minimum price of $5 million after a court battle over ownership. Initially, the notebook was listed for $250,000 back in 2019. The price increased significantly after the court ruled in favor of the auction house Moments in Time. The lyrics include those from We On Fire and I Feel from his time with the Hot Boys. Swiping right or left. Little Wayne.
I'm swiping left. Why would I want to buy some lyrics that's already
Little Wayne?
Yeah, no, nah, I don't care about Little Wayne, Jay-Z. I don't care about any of that.
Like, didn't they pay like $1 million for the last peanut butter and banana sandwich that Elvis Presley left when he died over the toilet?
I wouldn't pay for that either. So I'm swiping way left on that. No, thank you.
I'm going to swipe left too, and I'm one of the biggest Little Wayne fans. I will let anybody know, but I mean, I could get if these were the lyrics that when he was in Rockers Island or something, that, but these are just lyrics that he wrote like when he was just 14, 15 years old. So at $250,000, maybe $5 million, I'm a pun on that, coach.
Yeah, you know, there's some people who just have so much money that they just don't even know what to do with it. Yeah. So I'm sure the book will be sold. But I would swipe left too. All right, gold medal winners from the United States earn $37,000, but the medals actually worth is around $950 due to its 95% silver composition. Mm. It is. I've been bamboozled. What you? I thought this was gold. If made entirely of gold, the metal's value would actually be approximately $41,161.50. In comparison, the silver medal is worth about $486. And the bronze medal, take a guess, how much y'all think the bronze medal is worth?
$20.
$13. So if you are a gold medal winner from the U.S.
I'm talking about the actual medal, though.
I know.
You earned $37,000, but the medal's actual worth, $950.
It does sound crazy. I mean, it sounds crazy, but not surprising to me because Olympic athletes have never gotten paid. And it's like how we think it's weird that people perform at the Super Bowl and don't get paid. So I put it along those same lines. So I'm going to swipe right because that's just kind of how it is, even though it's jacked up.
Yeah.
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 And go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You.
DJ Brother Z was like, hey, how do I make my money as an Olympic gold medalist? Right. Oh, definitely the endorsements.
Yeah,
100%.
Like I saw Simone Biles on a U.S. Bank billboard.
Yeah.
I was like, they ain't wasting no time.
Yeah, and especially now you see a lot of the Olympic athletes in advertisement right now because Olympics is so hot. But I would say, I guess I'm a swipe left. I think they should be a little bit more. If you look at other countries, they give way more money for winning a gold medal.
I would think so, man.
Way more.
You know how dope you got to be a gold.
I saw one country, it was like $800,000 for a gold if you win a gold. That's how
much money you got. But it's probably a country that don't win a lot of gold, though. But yeah, I guess.
100% probably. Yeah. But
And they don't have endorsements either.
Right, 37. Yeah. 37, like, okay, that's not a lot. But you're right. Winning the medal ups your game. It's
absolutely
just like getting a million followers instantly on IG. Your worth just went up. So you're gonna definitely win.
The pole vaulting guy.
Duplantis.
Wait,
not the world record holder Duplantis who set a new world record. Not him. The other guy who missed his jump.
One last thing before you move on, DT, but you gotta think about it too. The United States wears a lot of gold medals. Like, just think how much money Michael Phelps would have gotten if, like, even at 37, like 37,000 times, he's like a 12-time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's
so
a lot.
I mean, and that's just one sport. So you're going to give every year, every Olympics, you're going to give the U.S. women's team each going to get, like, so it's a lot. But,
no, it is.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, if I were that decorated, would I just walk around the street with my gold medals on?
Hey,
probably.
You said, think it's a lot of money, but think of the Olympics is every 4 years. Think how much work they put into it.
Oh, yeah. I ain't say they didn't happen. Oh, right. I just said how much they.
All right. According to reports, Howard University head basketball coach Kenny Blakeney is looking for a buyer or a group of buyers to purchase up to one-third of the Howard University basketball program for $100 million. According to the Washington Post, Blakeney is looking for a way to give the HBCU any advantage in the new post NIL, and that's name, image, and likeness collegiate marketplace. As he told the outlet, quote, college athletics is full-fledged business now. The whole idea is to not get left behind. It's how do we include ourselves in this? I don't want to have a two-tiered system where we're not able to compete for the NCAA tournament or the national championship, end quote.
That's going to be a tough task. I appreciate his ambition. I'm going to swipe left because that's tough. I mean, because Howard University isn't the only school that is going to get kind of left behind with this new NIL. They just don't have the money that these other schools have to give these athletes. So, more power to you, but you're going to have to come with a better argument than that. So I'm swiping left.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, and like I said, the effort and the intention is in the right place. I'm going to swipe right on. He's looking the right thing. You got to get money. We know that. But the only problem is, like what Telly said, like you're never going to be equal to Duke, Kentucky. You're never going to be equal to those, no matter how much money you have, because still the prestige of playing college ball is in the blue bloods. It's still there, and especially when kids, and the worst, more so than kids, is their parents. Like, yeah. I've seen it. Like, kids coming up being recruited high. Their parents are thinking these big names. Oh, North Carolina. Ooh, Duke. Kentucky. They're recruiting my kid. The parents just love it. Their eyes light up when these big name schools. So it's going to take something like, you know, like the Fab Five did. Like, a group of top recruits decide, hey, we're going to go to Howard.
Yeah.
And then they got that money. And now you put Howard on the map. As a power, right? So that's what's
like you could
take.
Be a good consultant, Tony. Yeah.
I mean,
well, they tried doing this before, right. though, because Thon Maker, who used to play for the Bucks, his brother or cousin was like a top recruit, All American, and he went to Howard.
Ah,
but he got hurt, never really
and that's
played
only one.
For him,
like,
and
the
he
only Fab played, Five had
yeah,
five.
Yeah, right, right.
So. Well, more to come on that. We'll definitely keep you posted because I think at the end of the day. This brother's like, we finally got a piece of the pie. Stay tuned. When we come back. The top five things that you need to know about Tim Walz, who is officially now Madam Vice President's Vice President running mate. When we come back, we're going to give you the top five things that you need to know about Tim Walz. Stay tuned. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Truth Be Told with DT and Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can see Tony stretch and all his muscles popping out of his shirt on YouTube. That's literally what I saw. You were stretching. And so thank you, Tony. The ladies appreciate you. Thank you for that. You can stream and watch Telly, Tony, and I live right now on YouTube and X at 101.7 The Truth and 101.7 The Truth.
We actually can't stream anymore on X.
Oh.
Because Elon Musk sucks, and we have to have X Premium to stream.
Okay. Well, we probably want to just update this.
Yeah.
I'm just the talent. I'm just the talent. All right. Are you for real, though, DJ Brother Z?
Yeah, Elon Musk going for the money grab. Y'all got to pay for this.
Yeah, he started making people pay for that check, didn't he?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The blue check
or something? As a business owner, and I want to go on record saying this, I'm not mad at him.
Yeah.
like I tell people, like, and I'm not even going to, should I say this story? I'll go ahead. I'll just try to be as a local institution. Look at DJ Brother Z. A local institution reached out to me to do a speaking engagement. And do you know, when they spoke with my admin, had the audacity. She said, D, I already know what you're going to say. They wanted me to do a whole, let's just say, speaking engagement. And they even typed it pro bono. I don't even know what that means. That's what I'm allergic to pro bono. Why is it?
What's bono and why do I want to be pro at?
Exactly. I still, as an entrepreneur, I'm still trying to understand why organizations, for-profit, non-profit, public, private sector, think that I quit corporate to start my own business to do things for free. Well, we're looking for a pro, or this is my favorite. Well, you know, we are a non-profit. We got a low budget. Well, then you ain't got DT.
Yeah.
if you need
to include me in that low budget.
Hey, if you want a Porsche, nobody goes to a Porsche dealership with a Ford budget.
Yeah.
If you want,
where the discount Porsches at?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Y'all got some pro bono Porsches?
Yeah.
I just want to drive one.
Y'all got a clearance sale.
I want to drive one.
Y'all got any clearance? Porsches on clearance?
Them models from 2 years ago? Y'all, nobody want them. I'm old.
Nobody want them.
Them old models of Porsches. Who gonna drive a 2022?
I cannot with Telly. Telly said, where the clearance rack at? Not for real. Think about it. I don't understand. And this is for all the black-owned business owners out there. Know your worth. Because these people, they will try to make you feel bad. Like, yeah. I remember when I first started, this is what would get me. Oh, your prices, you a little high, aren't you? Do you go to a Porsche Mercedes dealership?
And say, Yeah, I'll pray.
Where the clearance shelf at? What'd you say, Telly? You a fool. Know your worth, entrepreneurs. Pro bono. The same reason why you want somebody pro bono is the same reason why I can't afford. I got to eat, too.
Yeah. It happens a lot. It happens way more than people think. That people always want something for nothing. And
it ain't my budget to do pro bono. I got some bills to pay. Sorry.
Like, I'm going to literally, Christmas Eve, my kids, they're like, Mama, where are the gifts? Well, you know, Mama had a great pro bono year. Not doing this.
But don't you like to, DT, after they tell you all that, and then they'll be like, well, you know, you really ain't going to be doing that much. Like, you know, you only going to speak for like 15 minutes. And then you'll, well, if it was that easy,
You do it.
Or get somebody else to do it.
It's only going to be 15 minutes when you get there. You know, we got a few last minute changes. We actually need you to start now.
Yeah.
We need you to speak the entire program from 8 to 12. Like, wait a minute. What? Oh, my gosh. I'm dead, y'all. Miss Cheryl on the YouTube message board, she said, y'all got to lay away.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what they do, man. Oh.
Woo, y'all.
They want you to come and do a great job. And then they think that if they tell you, oh, you did a great job, that don't mean nothing to me.
I got Lacey great green. Rent. I got great Jack. Rent. I got great car notes. So that great job ain't doing it.
All right.
And then they try to make you feel bad. Well, you know we nonprofit. That's a little. That's out of
we ain't getting a. We ain't got a whole lot.
You nonprofit, but guess what? DT is what? For profit. So there's a gap.
But you're charging everybody $80 a plate. But y'all ain't got no money.
Nonprofits also have a budget, though. So don't be acting.
Y'all charging everybody $80 a plate, but y'all ain't got no money.
Wait a minute. Why Telly talking like it's a barbecue or a church dinner plate?
A plate. Charging per plate.
Not a ticket. But y'all charging $80.
Well, you know what it is.
Woo! Okay.
I'm off it, though. Not that that's ever happened to me.
Man, every day.
I'm give you this flimsy paper plate, too, so you can't load it up.
Right. I can't speak for no other adults. I'm not speaking for Telly, but let me just say this, y'all. If you know somebody that says, maybe we should call DT and Telly to see if they can come and host the event. If you don't have a budget, and I mean a nice budget, do not. I'm like Kamala Harris. Do not come.
Yeah.
Do not come.
It's fine.
Do not come.
I'm not going to be offended if you don't ask me. So,
goodness gracious. All right. So, speaking of Madam Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Tim Walz as her running mate, and she continues along with Mr. Walz, Governor Walz, on the campaign trail to become the first Black female president of the United States. Here are five things that you need to know about Tim Walz. So, just want some reactions. We do know that he is the current two-term Minnesota governor. Mm-hmm. He is a United States military veteran. He is a former high school teacher and football coach. He is an advocate for voting rights and ending childhood hunger. He is also a husband, a father, and a proponent of IVF, which is a process used for couples or even women that are having fertility challenges.
Yeah, his wife's a teacher, too. I heard him talking.
Yeah, sounds like a perfect candidate to be a vice president, but not a president, though, because he didn't have a reality show. He didn't have a reality show.
Tell you on one today, y'all.
I told you this morning, DT, before the show even started, I caught a little bit of their rally in Pennsylvania yesterday. And again, they will be in Wisconsin today in Eau Claire. But I was like, I like that dude. He has a lot of charisma. He seems like he is up for the challenge. I can see why that. You know, Madam President Kamala Harris chose him, and they seem like they're going to connect. And basically, she was just like, "Hey, let's go win this thing." And that's the type of attitude and the mentality that you need when you are in an election and you are picking somebody to run with you. Hey, let's not do this just because you're honored to be my VP selection. No, you coming into this to win, and that's what we're trying to do. And I like their message from the jump. So that's my opinion. But yes, you know, those things, those are great characteristics. And that does give you a little more insight on him, and he's a true Midwesterner, mm-hmm. and he fits
checks
the
a
bill.
Lot of boxes.
Yes,
for,
he checks a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, what people
of
need
boxes.
That they don't necessarily see within Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Tony, your reactions in terms of the top five things that are being leveraged in order to say, hey, Madam President, excuse me. Well, let's go ahead and just we're gonna be prophetic. But Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, these are the checks that she, or the boxes that she checks. Here are the boxes that Tim Walz checks. It's harmony. They both complement one another. Let's get this campaign rolling.
Yeah, with some of the stuff you said, you know, he wants to try to connect to like the common folk, right? It's not like they. Cause I heard him talking about J.D. Vance. Oh, we didn't go to this prestigious school. We didn't graduate. We didn't do all this. We're just like everybody else, right? We're just common folk, and they're always talking about the middle class, and you know, like you said, he's a teacher. His wife, I believe, is still a teacher. So, you know, like you say, he checks the boxes. He can connect with a lot of America.
Just from an optic standpoint, I think it's very refreshing to see a white man advocate for a black woman as a leader. Like, he's very, and I know the optics are very important, but just, you know, seeing how he underscores when Madam Vice President is speaking, he seems genuinely engaged. He seems genuinely supportive. You know, he's hyping up the audience. And, mm-hmm. you know, when she says certain things, when she makes certain power statements, you know, it's not like, I'm not going to lie, like Pence, I was like, tell me you don't like Trump without you telling me you don't like, because he would just kind of stand there like.
I was
going to
say, he does look like
very
he's
uncomfortable.
Real. He's being real. No, Walt
no, I'm saying,
real.
Pence was very
crazy.
Uncomfortable with Trump.
Real stuffy.
And it's something to be said about that, DT, because it's easy for all the Democrats around the country to, oh, we support, you know, Kamala Harris, and then when they go behind, you know, closed doors, it's, man, I don't know if this black woman is ready for this and this, that, and the other. But
so
for him to have to, I mean, he's out there and doing it publicly right next to her, it speaks volumes.
It really does, because you don't see a lot of combined efforts between Vance and Trump. It's usually, it's right here lately, it's been them speaking separately. Like, you'll see Trump independently speaking at a rally. You'll see Vance speaking. And I think it's very important for the American people to see the president and the vice president together, you know, as a team, as a union. And I really, really appreciate the optics, you know, seeing Madam Vice President Kamala Harris excited about Tim Walz and vice versa. They're both, they seem to, again, just be very excited to be partnering together and winning this presidential election. I'm not seeing a lot of that. And quite frankly, I don't know if Trump still even thinks he made the right decision picking J.D. Vance. That's just me, though.
Well,
I don't know if he's still that excited about his choice.
If he asked him to come and join him in a rally, J.D. would probably be like, hey, man, you ain't say nothing about I got to hang with you. You know, you just said,
did you get shot at,
too?
I was about to say, did you get shot at?
You got shot at. I'm good.
Be like, look, I'm going to go. You got somewhere else for me to be?
We better
That's
not
why
be in
he
the same
sent
place.
Him to Eau Claire today. He said, Trump sent J.D. Vance. He's like, oh, because
he don't want to see
Kamala Harris.
He don't want to see Kamala.
Be there. Yeah.
Like, oh. So, Madam Vice President and Tim Walz, her running mate, are going to be in Wisconsin today.
In Eau Claire.
In Eau Claire as well.
Yep.
Are you, so mm-hmm. they're going to be in Eau Claire. J.D. Vance
is
going to
be
in Eau Claire.
Yep.
Correct.
How far is it from here to Eau Claire?
Oh, it's a long way.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
go.
No.
It's almost up by Minnesota.
I would just want to go just to see.
It's the border. And that's why it's going to be crazy, because
three
it's
hours
the border
there,
of Minnesota.
Ah.
So you know the Harris
If I had to get my
team.
Hair did today.
And so that's why I was just saying, that yesterday. I was just like, that is so weird. You never see that where you know that the candidate is going to be in a city. And it, like Eau Claire, it's not like this is Chicago New York, or this is Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And you decide to, oh, we got to do something, because he knows that Tim Walz is the governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right across the border. I mean, you're right there on the border with Eau Claire and Minnesota. So
it's going to be interesting. So we'll definitely have some great updates for you tomorrow after the visit to Eau Claire from both Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, her running mate Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and J.D. Vance, who is the vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party. You are locked in to the best station and the best morning show on planet Earth. We got 9 more hours consecutive live hours of Black Talk Radio. We come back, Tony, Telly, and I will give you our truth of the matter as we get into our Friday Eve. Tomorrow's Friday Eve, y'all, right?
Yes, it is.
Friday Eve. All right, y'all, stay locked in. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, y'all. My truth of the matter today is going to be a fun fact. I was watching Fox News where former President Donald Trump was saying that when he was president, gas was $1.87. And so I was like, Tony, I don't remember gas being $1.87. Well, I fact checked. And indeed, the average price of gas per gallon in the year of 2016 was $1.87.
Well,
and that's a fact check.
And
came from Obama.
We was about to say very little happens in their first year
now,
in term.
Let me just say this really quick though. Yeah. Trump said that the gasoline prices were $1.86 when he left office. The national average price for gasoline when Trump left the White House was actually $2.38.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's a fact.
Not
check.
Even close.
Yeah.
186 ain't close to 230 something.
Well,
that's my truth of the matter.
You know, my quick truth of the matter, because I know we're running out of time, is I'm just glad that they finally pressed charges on the people that murdered Devontae Mitchell. It's still 37, 38 days too late, but better late than never. And now hopefully things will move a lot quicker to getting this family justice.
And I'm just use my quick shout out to DeGabby Thomas from USA 200 meter gold medalist. I mean, she dominated that. But you got to look into her. She's a Harvard grad. She's got a master's degree. She's on cosmetics commercials. She's doing it right.
Woman.
She's doing it right. You know, she reminds me like LeBron. Like your image squeaky clean.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I love to see that for her. And then she's a monster on the track too. So it's just crazy. She's dominated that sport. So congrats to all the medal winners. But
absolutely.
Shout out to Gabby.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate you having you in the building. Got to give a special shout out to P. Hank for sending that kind message on our Truth Talking text line. That was so appreciated. We're glad that you enjoy listening to Telly and I every weekday morning on your way to work. Stay tuned. 9 more hours, starting with Sherwin Hughes, ending with Jason Fields filling in for Dr. Ken. Keep it locked in. It's the only place we're going to get 9 more hours of live consecutive talk, Black Talk. We will see and hear y'all tomorrow, Lord willing. Make it a great day.
Peace out.